Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome back to not just another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. No, not to worry. That crunching sound is me. Yeah. Little comedy tip for y'all. If you want to feel funny, as you're putting on your shoes, pour in some Cap'n Crunch. No, thank me later. But I digress. Let's meet Arakam, shall we? No particular order. Let's quickly check in with Craig Kukowski for his 2022 Start of Summer Review. Kakao?
Memorial Day has happened. You can wear white, gentlemen and ladies. Summer is underway. Yes. And all you Leos and Geminis, maybe, out there. get ready to celebrate those birthdays. Get those gas grills and coal grills fired up because you're going to be cooking in your yard. I've got a surfboard right here in my office, which is my wife's. There's a guitar, also my wife's. I have no cool accoutrement in the office. But happy summer, everyone. It feels like it's going to be a good one. And I think the heat is going to kill the virus. And I think we're just headed toward a happy and healthy autumn.
Yes. Thank you for that. The office you referred to as yours, is that also Carla's?
Yeah, it's more her office than mine.
Just checking. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado. No longer high C. Care to shine some love on Chef Marcos?
I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
You're not watching Glow Deck Sailing Yacht.
I'm not.
Oh my God. All right. We're good.
Well,
we're good, and
we'll stop. But I'll tell you where this began quickly, Kevin. It was sure. I don't know if it was last season or the season before. You said, "Oh, Jimmy and I aren't really into this season." I forget which one it was.
It was the sailing.
I didn't know that was an option. And I was like, I'm not kidding you. I was like, wait a second. And then I just kind of faded away.
Yeah. Yeah, we jumped back in the sailing yacht after not enjoying the first season. And thankfully, because the chef on this is arguably the best chef yet. He's got a restaurant downtown called Marlou that we're going to go check out. Yeah, Chef Marcos. He's just beyond. Brings the amazing cooking, of course, and plating, but also a personality and disposition. There's never been a not crazy chef. You know,
right.
they're always nuts. Speaking of which, look out, it's Mark Gagliardi time.
What?
MG Hammered.
Yeah.
You knew you were meant for show business when blank.
When I walked on stage for the first time at 5 years old in a production of the best Christmas pageant ever. And did a bit and got a laugh.
What was the bit? What we're calling a bit?
I was just it's not an extra if you're in a play, right? You don't call them extras in plays. It was
ensemble.
I was ensemble. That's the word.
Yeah.
I was in the ensemble. I was five and I had just gotten boxing gloves.
Sure.
And I loved my boxing gloves. And so they decided that my character was the little kid who was dressed like an angel, but wore his boxing gloves.
Yeah.
And so the bit was I walk out on stage in my boxing gloves and then the stage manager runs out and takes my boxing gloves off and I stomp my way up into the risers where we're all going to stand and sing. And when I stomped away, stomp up stage and I hear laughter from the audience and I turn around and I thought, ooh.
Me likey.
Yeah, me likey. So that was where it all began.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And last, but the return of canker sores for you. If you think him least, it's James Heaney. Johnny Jim Jack, tell us about your recent gig in San Diego, please.
Oh, my gosh. It was the most amazing experience. I got to play the character of Ron Burgundy for the Rock and Roll Marathon. And they liked me so much in October, they wanted me to come up for the expo. So I came for the expo, and I was just the original person that was doing it lost the gig because they booked something and just didn't give notice. But they just did lines from the movie, and there's such inappropriate lines. I ended up improvising most of it, and I was fake interviewing people at the expo. And my favorite thing was by the end, I had a line of people that wanted me to interview with them with a fake microphone as they were recording it on their phone. And I can't believe I was paid to do something that I had so much fun performing.
That is what we call righteous. Yes.
I love it.
I'm so glad I asked. That's great to hear. And now let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions have been gathered from listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs. And we thank you all for wanting to be involved in the show. Jeez. As well as supporting. Who wrote this crap? You sure? All right. For supporting us through Patreon. In fact, after some 300 episodes under our belts, the time has, in fact, come to step away from this glorious fun. We must bid you all a grateful so long, not farewell forever, but so long for now. New episodes will roll out till the end of this month of June 2022. I mention for those listening long after this date. Anyway, thank you again sincerely, if not lovingly, and now on with today's show. Scene one was sent in by patron VIP Thomas Lawson, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemy Gang. I get ideas every time I listen to you work your magic. Scene suggestion, inheriting a circus." And if you just sign here and here, here we just need your initials.
Right here. Quiet. Beauregard, quiet now. Sit on your mat, Beauregard. Sit on your mat while mommy signs the deed. Now sign right here at the bottom.
You're signing as the guardian for Beauregard?
Well, yes, Beauregard is a dog, and how is a dog going to sign a thing?
But it's his circus.
It's his circus now. I'm just the guardian. I'm just the guardian for Beauregard. Right. Signing right here for Beauregard, and now he's the owner.
Okay, congratulations.
Don't congratulate me. Okay. Congratulate Beauregard. Here, kisses Beauregard. Beauregard, congratulate Beauregard.
Congratulations, Beauregard.
yeah, I'm packing all my things. I don't think this circus thing's going to be for me. The management changed. It's ridiculous that he passed it on to a dog.
But Bonzo, you're the number one clown we have.
It's just not, you know what? You got to get this all wrapped up before the dogs take over. You know what it's going to be like? You know what it's going to be like when a dog starts running the show?
Well, I guess maybe the animals will have more say in the show.
Yeah, they're going to have more say. You know, the first thing that happened over at the other circus down the street, the dogs started running the clowns, riding the clowns.
The dogs it's were not, riding it's not the gonna clowns? Be,
the dogs were riding the clowns, and the clowns had to go around on their knees, running in a circle. I'm not sticking around for that.
That was Rick Circus, right?
Rick Circus, yeah. Oh, God.
They've what always been lower rent.
Yeah, they were lower rent, and that's our future. That's our future.
But, Bonzo, there's going to be so much room in the car if you're gone.
I might have taken up the most space in the car, but let's be honest. That car was so full of love. I think it's going to be A-okay without me.
Well, can I get your seltzer bottle?
This? I guess so. I actually plan on not being a clown at all anymore. I've always kind of wanted to get into...
Bonzo, how was your last day at the circus?
Well, it was rough. I wish I would have gotten out a couple days earlier. My knees are scraped to hell.
Right, because of the dogs riding you. Do you want help with the big shoes? Do you want me to help you take those?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's do the left one. There we go. And the right one. Oof, that's a nota.
Okay, Bonzo, you are looking for investors in your startup, and you have come to the right place. You know,
He says he feels the same way. This is the right place, and he can't wait to work with you.
Will Bonzo not be speaking for himself?
No, I'm...
For the record, Beauregard and I are going into business together, but I'm going to be doing all the talking for
us. Did you say into business?
I did say into business. The worry is I'm legally obliged to work with Beauregard. Don't have to do circus work.
Let me stop you right there. You say legally obliged, and frankly, the only reason why we're interested is because of Beauregard. And now, no disrespect to you, Beauregard has money. You know, he has assets, and he's a good boy. He's a good boy.
That's right. He's a good boy. Kisses.
So you want to copyright the word business?
Yeah, it's going to be part of my name for the business.
Okay, and how are you spelling it? B A Y S.
No, it's spelled the same way as the word business, but it's pronounced business.
Okay, is that a problem? That could be a problem for the copyright. Yeah, because I think any judge would rule that kind of a common word.
Daddy, how was your last day at the copyright office?
It was the worst. Oh, you kids.
Have a seat, Dad. We're going to take your shoes off for you. It's time for you to relax now.
My shoes are so tight.
Yeah, they're so tight.
I'm so sick of being an uptight businessman with these tight leather shoes.
Dad, you always told us we could follow our dreams, so maybe it's time for you to follow yours.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Rico. You know, I've always wanted to open a frozen drink stand at
That's a great idea.
We can help, yeah.
Yeah, we can help you.
Yeah? You'd help me make pina coladas and margaritas for all the beachgoers?
Well, sure, Dad.
Hey, kid. Just like a pina. You work here?
Hi, what can I get for you? Here you go. There you go. Two daiquiris. Thank you, Striper. What can I get for you?
I'd like a pina. How old are you?
What would you like?
I'd like a pina colada.
You want that shit strong?
Yeah. How old are you? Like, yeah.
Oh, are you with that babe over there?
Yeah, that
That babe over, yeah, that's my girlfriend. Yes, I'm with that babe over there.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
Oh, hi, miss.
Guy.
I got muscles. Wait, you want to feel it?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Hey, kid, are you flirting? Whoa, did you just kiss my girlfriend?
Oh, I'm just a kid.
Yeah, I know. What the hell are you doing working in a beachside drink, frozen drink bar?
Well, I'm turning into a businessman.
Oh, wow. Business spelled B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, business?
That's right. Do you know the definition of business?
I bet you're going to tell me.
It means from babies to bonnets. From babies to bonnets, and anyone in between could be.
Hey, babe, this kid can't charge us for alcohol. He'll get in trouble. Let's just not pay him.
That's true. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. We're just going to take this. Holy crap, he's got a shotgun.
I do
what my son says.
Where did he even come from behind us?
Well, I own the business, but I only handle the copyright law parts of the business. My sons make all the drinks and handle all the transactions. And yes, I think you owe us $30 for those pina coladas.
Oh my God, $30?
First of all, $30, that's, yeah.
And yeah, one more kiss on the cheek.
I'm Rico, the accountant, and so the $30 has to be cash, but we'll also consider Venmo.
Okay, this kid can't be more than three.
Wow.
What is he even doing back there?
Yeah. Look, business is business, okay?
And what's your point?
You know what? Fine.
What's your point?
Do you want these drinks, old man?
Yeah. Yes, I want those drinks, young kid.
A lot of finger pointing. Okay.
Mom, Dad, how was Cabo?
Oh.
Sit down and we'll take your shoes off.
Thanks. Get the left one first.
You got it.
I don't know, honey. We had a run-in with...
You know what I took away from it is some kids are willing to hustle. Like, what did you even do while we were gone? Just play video game?
No, I'm glad you brought that up. I have... a form here that if you guys just sign, I could start my new summer job.
Oh, really?
Now, let me see this form. That's the section where it says what your job title is blank. Why is that blank?
Well, I have to kind of audition, Dad. It's a circus.
Wait a minute. Rick? Who is Rick? And what is Rick's circus? I don't know that I like you getting a job like this. He's just a kid, honey. I mean, like...
Well, but you guys said...
I don't know.
I should be more responsible.
Can't you just work at a coffee shop?
Yeah, a circus feels like a lot.
Yeah, but who knows? Who knows?
Okay, look. Circuses are very competitive in this town. There's at least 5 in a 3-block radius. Rick's circus, like we've got to step it up a little bit. Are you willing to do that, kid?
Yes, sir. I've put together 4 of what I think are my best talents, and maybe you could choose one and see if it works for you guys.
Okay, there's no need for that. Get down on all 4s. I'm going to put a pug on your back.
And that's scene one.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What? I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene 2 brought to us from listener Patrick O'Halley, who wrote, "Hey, yo, Alchemist. Don't know who's hosting this week, but whoever it is doing a wonderful job. Anyway,
it's Kevin Pollak. It's Kevin Pollak.
Wow. I prefer multi-award winning Kevin Pollak, but that'll suffice. I was watching Mrs. Maisel, thank you, Kevin, and I can't get past Ethan being 5. I'm a teacher, and I know that that kid has got to be around 9 years old. The actor does a good job, but I know it must be hard to get an actual 5-year-old right now, but I digress. My scenes, why is it hard to get a 5-year-old right now? Yeah. Supply chain.
Supply chain is broken down. Yeah. What with the war in Ukraine, you can't get a 5-year-old.
Oh, Jesus. But I digress, Patrick goes on. My scene suggestion is adults being passed off as children, but only one person isn't buying it. Thanks for all you do. Love, Patrick. Okay. Next, auditioning for Danny. I have Steven. Is Steven here?
That's me. I'm Steven.
Oh, all right, Steven, come on in. You have the sides.
Thanks. Yeah. I got it. I'm ready with the scene.
Okay, you're signed in.
Hold on really quick. Can I just say he looks so cute in that angel costume with those boxing gloves?
Thanks. Well, look, I read the script. No, I can hear you. You guys are right in front of me.
Okay. Sorry. You look cute.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Do you have any questions for us?
No, I mean, the script is pretty self-explanatory. These guys, they're all Americans, right? That's the
yes.
In the scene. Okay. I just didn't know if you guys wanted an accent or anything.
How many are you? How many?
I'm this many.
Oh, wow. Okay.
can I just put sidebar for a second?
Yeah.
Do you think it's not a
Steve
earmuffs,
can hear.
Please?
No, he can hear.
Earmuffs,
no, I can
please.
Hear everything you guys. Do you want me to, would you like me to step out of the room?
I'll speak in code.
You know what? Okay. He's a big boy. What do you want to say?
I'm worried that the script is going to unveil a very important figure. Like, what if there was something he didn't know about Santa Claus and the script might unveil that? Is there a way we can avoid spoilers?
That's a good concern. That's a good concern.
Yeah, I don't know why we have HR at the auditions these days, but what are you going to do?
I think for this very reason. And what's because up? You can't keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, right. Excuse me, I'm Steven's mother, and I was waiting outside. It was taking a while. I just want to make sure everything's going okay.
Mom, everything's fine. Stop licking my face. Everything's
can
fine.
We,
it's
can okay, we you have got you a little here? Dirt it's, on your face there, Stevie. I know,
but that's gross. Like, can my hair is fine.
Can we ask you a question, please, Steve? Can you come over here? Come here.
Sure.
Come on in, Stephen's mom.
I'm the producer of the production. This is our director, and this is our third-party HR.
HR. Yes.
Quick question.
HR is your name or your position?
It's my position.
Both,
human
oddly.
Resources.
Does Stephen still believe in the magic of the holidays?
Oh, yes. I haven't told him about Santa at all.
Okay. So this is the concern.
Yes.
Why are you guys so concerned about Santa Claus? What happened to him?
Nothing's happened to him. Nothing's happened to him, Stephen.
Okay.
I mean, he's fine, Stevie, and he'll be there on December 25th like he is every year.
Oh, thanks, Mom. You have a juice box in your purse?
You've read the sides, as you said. You've prepared the audition, so I'm going to ask HR to stand down here.
All right. I'm just afraid of what is going
to
happen.
Well, that's your job to be afraid, and it's my job to be carefree and untethered.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and irresponsible. So, Stephen, let's go ahead, and when you're ready, go ahead and jump in.
Sure. Mommy, Daddy, why are you always fighting?
Can I just give you a quick note?
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Yeah, kind crazy. Of throw that away. It seems like you're making too much of a thing out of it. Just.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Just throw that away. You're not terribly impressed that they're fighting yet again.
He's been taking improv classes.
Yeah, give me a suggestion then. Could I get a suggestion for a way to just throw that line away?
Okay, children, gather round. Now, I'm about to post a list here. Okay, if your name is not on the list, we won't be using you this season. But that doesn't mean you can't come back next season. Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, we know how it works. Let's just see the cast list.
Okay. okay, I'm going to do it. Here we go.
And yes! Yes!
Fuck!
Oh,
unbelievable.
Fuck. Son of a bitch.
In your face!
You're HR, is that correct?
Yes, I'm HR. You can call me Judy.
Fine. Judy, I have a concern. My child auditioned for this holiday production and was not cast. Now, that isn't the concern. But when I came to pick her up and she was bawling, I saw what looked like 17, 18 grown adults walking out, high-fiving and whatnot, saying to her, in your face, what am I missing here? Is this an adult production or a child production? Children.
I am so sorry, but it looks like your daughter didn't make it. So no, I'm actually not HR for her. It's unfortunate the way the lines are. It kind of gets blurry, but she's not an employee, so I'm not responsible.
Understood. But just between you and I, just human to human. Am I crazy? Or is this cast full of adults pretending to be children?
This is the heck of, come on now. Full of adults? This is a children's play. Sometimes you have to hire the best of the best.
And they got in their cars and drove away. Looks like some had kids waiting for them.
It would be illegal for us to have grown adults portraying children. That's not the way it works.
That's a law thing. Okay.
How did the audition for the school play go, honey?
Not great.
Do you want me to take off your shoes? Here, let's take them off so you're more comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speak up. Tell your mom what happened.
What happened? You prepared so wonderfully.
Yeah, I worked really hard. I had a song and everything I wanted to do, but some guy with a beard's going to play Annie.
Wait, what? How does that?
Look. Okay, two things are happening here, darling. Two things, okay? One, our child has no talent. But two, she was beat out by what I feel like I'm losing my mind. I think it was all adults. I think there were adults pretending to be children in this production.
Okay.
But,
okay.
But also her range is.
Yeah. Can we go back to one for a second? Please. We are insisting that our genius daughter has no talent.
No, I mean, innate talent. I mean, sure, she's smart, but she doesn't, there's no soul behind what she's singing. Not like you, darling. When you sing, there's soul.
All right, Tom. Settle down. Sorry. Honey, yeah. Do any character from a Disney movie or attraction go.
Okay.
This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Like how about that, Tom? Does that work for you?
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not.
Wow, that's really good.
Listen, you're just HR. Okay, the director needs to give notes at this point.
Well, I'm sorry. I came in because...
Don't take notes from HR, all right?
Mm. Even positive ones. And I just need a quick affirmation.
Judy.
Yes. Huh?
Honestly, you're allowed to be here, apparently, but I don't see anything in the bylaws where you speak. So thank you.
Okay.
Gerald, can I ask, have you had actual acting training? Have you attended any acting class? I don't know if you're sort of genius by training or you're a natural? Which would you say?
Yeah, well, I mean, what haven't I done? Meisner.
Wow.
Right.
Method. You know, I'm pretty much classically trained.
And Gerald, remind me.
Alexander Technique.
Oh, so that's what the posture's all about. Gerald, how old are you? How many?
This many.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Did you, it says here you went to Juilliard. Is that a thing? Did that happen?
Yeah, that's a thing. And that happened.
Nope. Okay.
Well, I was expecting to get a lot of shit for carrying this security blanket, but looks like I'm all right.
Okay, everybody gather around. The reviews are in. Now listen, whatever it says in the paper, it doesn't take away from the experience. Our director has been so wonderful. He's poured his entire heart and soul into this production, as you all know. Sure, I'm a producer, but I also felt like some of your mothers, if I'm being honest. And Judy's here. Okay.
Hi.
Here we go. Okay. Well, the headline is, are these even kids? Wow.
Oh, wow.
This is good. It probably
means
that you
performed and we sent them to a new place. Yeah. Good job,
guys. I think
so.
Okay.
Who's the critic?
That's John Suption. Jonathan Suption.
I don't pay any attention to what John Suption writes.
Okay. Let's see what he says. He says, hold on, everybody. This seems like the people on stage are full-grown adults. As a matter of fact, I was in traffic school with one of them 2 weeks ago.
What does he mean by hold on, everybody? How is that a way to start a review?
Yeah. Not a great lead.
We have to consider the source.
Yeah, who would say hold on, everybody, at the time? That doesn't make any sense.
Also, it implies everyone is speaking at him in the review. who is this?
He won a Pulitzer for criticism. Started with hold on, everybody.
Let me continue. Now, everybody just hold
on.
Everybody just
did he write? Let me continue, or are you just saying that?
He wrote that. All
right.
Well, Judy, as you know, the play is a hit, and we're going to Broadway.
I know.
But Broadway has Broadway HR, you know?
I know it does, and I understand. It's just...
But we want to offer you a role.
A role? But I'm this many.
We know. But there's the grandmother role. The old grandmother who's dying. Every word is dying.
Well, but I'm only this many. So, right. That's a little...
It's a stretch. That's all we can do if you want to be a part of the production. And you have
I have always, if you haven't noticed, I've snuck into every audition room. I'm at all the play readings. Yes, I'll take it. I'll take the role.
Welcome to Broadway.
Wow.
Children?
So do I have to let the other old lady go? Do I?
We'll tell her right now. Children, gather around.
Why? What's going on?
What's up?
Put the cigarettes out. Put the cigarettes out.
You shouldn't be smoking.
Assholes. We got good news. We're going to the show.
What show are we going to?
Major League Baseball?
No, yeah. This show is going to Broadway.
You said we're going to the show. Are we going to be in the show and to go to the show
do
to
we
Broadway?
Have tickets or these house seats?
Okay, here's what I meant. We're going to the show prom. I got tickets for everybody. We're going to prom on Broadway. Great. And while we're in New York, we're going to also put up this production. We're a hit.
Okay, cool.
That sounds great. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, we deserve it. So we're going to have to renegotiate salaries then.
Yes. What? And that's not the royal
I'm
going to
need an understudy for the matinees. I don't do the matinees.
Oh, okay. Yes, of course. Yes, we will get to that. We will follow all the equity laws and bylaws. Is that, you know?
Yeah, there's equity laws and bylaws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you not an equity member?
I am. There's always an asterisk next to my name in the
playbill?
Playbill.
Yeah. I don't buy it. I don't buy that you have an asterisk next to
why is Judy here, by the way?
This is actually good and bad news. Bad news for Tara, situation? Good news for Judy. Kind of. Are you sure that I should do this in front of everybody?
I think now's the time.
Tara? Tara, you've done a great run here at the local theater, but we're going to Broadway, so we're going to have to let you go. And I'm going to be playing the role of old lady dying grandma.
Okay. Hold on. You're doing me a favor. I don't want to go to Broadway. I can't do eight shows for $74, but you are from HR and you should not be acting in any production of anything other than HR Presents We're Boring.
What?
And since we're being honest, I need you all to know I'm not an adult producer.
What the hell is that?
Wait.
I'm six.
Wait, he's taking his trench coat off.
There's three of them.
He's four.
There's three kids under
and
there.
And he's five. And we all go to Cartman Elementary.
Yeah, in your face.
In your face.
Yeah, suck it.
You guys are good actors.
Good actors. Impressive.
Yeah, and we're going to Broadway.
That is scene two, everybody.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Juan Gabriel.
Juan Gis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Xtina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royals.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene three comes to us from patron alchemaniac Allison from Philly. Allison was in one of our Zooms that the alchemaniacs got to be in. We loved having her with us for that. She wrote, "Hi there. I'd like to witness firsthand the writers of junk mail, especially the ones who send me pink card stock and so on." Pre-selected, pre-qualified. Yeah. Allison from Philly. So the writers of junk mail. P.S. Great to hang on Zoom with you all. Those perks are the best. They were the best, Allison. Technicality. Man. Too soon?
Too soon.
This is really going to trick people. Take a look at this. It's got a gold star on the top and it says, "You're the winner."
Okay.
Just
thanks, Greg.
That.
Thanks.
What if you...
Greg, there are no bad ideas right now, so please keep going. Uh-huh.
Well, that was what I had prepared over the weekend for today.
Traditionally, in this case, would be spelled with an apostrophe R-E.
Yeah.
Shit. This is a prototype. I'm sure that when we put it to the presses, we can.
Right. But we had a pretty strict policy about presenting in this room with your finished product. So I'm sorry. You're going to have to leave the island.
I'd like to pitch.
Wait, are you
leaving the island?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go.
Craig's leaving?
Pack up your bag. Yeah. Great to see you, Craig. Bye-bye.
Craig. Oh, my God.
Get out of here, Craig.
Okay, Timothy, what do you got?
Yeah, first of all, he should have known not to bring a prototype.
The fuck?
To the finals.
Come on.
Here, I present to you the envelope in which the information will be in. Now, the envelope looks like it's handwritten.
Ooh, mm-hmm, great. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, love mm-hmm. those.
Yeah, but it's not. So I've developed a font that you can type any name, any address, and it looks like it's coming from a friend.
Oh, and you've even got a slight smudge there. That's a nice touch.
Is that, well, and that, let me tell you, that's where the tech really came in. Yeah. It wasn't even, I mean, this is new tech, the smudge tech. It looks like somebody did it.
That's nice.
And I think the open rate on this envelope is about 98%. 90% open rate. Now,
come on.
I know we've had a hard time getting over the 80% open rate. A lot of people rip. They read and rip. Yeah. I think we've got an opener here. That is my contribution.
Thank you, Timothy.
Sure.
That was beautiful. You all right, who's
stay,
up next? Dude,
you get to stay.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks.
I got one for you.
Yeah, Greg, sure.
No. It's going to work this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all excited.
Check this out. Look at that. Doesn't that look official? But technically, we can't get in trouble because it says Federal Bureau of Investigation, United States of America. See what I did? So people are going to totally. We can't get sued. We can't get sued by the feds this time.
I mean, yours is a pronunciation issue. I don't know that is going to clear us.
What?
I do like that you put stickers on it.
It's spelled America, but it's pronounced Amekara. See? Yeah, look, the stickers. Look, there's eagles. That one's an eagle. That one's the great seal of the United States of Amekara.
Yeah.
This one's going to work this time. I promise nobody's going to go to jail again. This time it's going to work.
Greg, that's going to put us out of business.
Look, if you think everything's going to put us out of business, we're not going to get in trouble this time, guys. I swear.
And why is that? How are we not going to?
Because I changed enough of it around that the government can't get mad at us.
Todd, honey, we got an official letter. It's from the FBI.
Oh, shit.
I'm not opening it. I have nothing to do with this, Todd. You said you stopped.
Mary.
You said you stopped all of the bad stuff. And here we are.
Mary, not opening the letter doesn't make it not exist, okay? We should burn it. We should burn the letter. Don't shake your head like that.
You fucking lied to me. You told me we were safe. You told me we were done with this life. And now the FBI is sending us letters?
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe if we just show up at their office in person and explain ourselves. I mean, it's a simple oopsie whoopsie.
And what is this regarding?
Hi.
This letter?
Yes. We haven't opened the letter, but we just wanted to save you the time.
We will confess
all of our, well, what I wouldn't call them.
Do you mind if I
crimes?
Record this?
No, yes. Please.
Okay.
No?
Starting local.
You don't mind?
I don't mind.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably in the letter anyway.
Okay.
I, Mary Elizabeth Burke, am admitting to the crimes which I have committed. I'll start there.
Okay. Can you enumerate the crimes?
I'm sure they're in your letter. But if you need to hear them from me,
okay. I found a Dan Burke. I have found a pretty precise Dan Bob Burke.
Dan, your middle name's Bob?
Is there something wrong with the middle name Bob?
I mean, Robert, I think, would be okay, but.
Well, my parents wanted something nice and simple.
Dan Bob Burke, okay.
Dan Bob Burke.
Your Honor, can we fast forward through this part of the tape?
Dan Bob, you get in here. I said it's dinner time.
I'm coming, Mom.
Yeah, let's fast forward through this. I think the judge has a good point. Prosecution would definitely like to fast forward.
All right. Look, I'm gonna pause the tape right here at 6:51. This is where the confession actually happens, Your Honor. Just gonna hit play right here.
I found the perfect way to fold a dollar bill and have it eject from a vending machine and still give sodas.
We got
a little
snacks.
Hole in a quarter.
We got snacks. We got chips. We got sweet snacks. We got.
Okay, I don't know if that's actually a federal crime.
Well, you
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I had that wrong in my notes. Let me fast forward a little bit. It's a little further than that. There, right here. 41:52 play.
And that is also not a federal crime.
I'm so sorry, Your Honor. Let me pause. I'm just going to fast forward All right, we're at 3 hours, 26 minutes, and 19 seconds. I think this is where I wrote this in my notes. This is where they actually confess to a crime.
Okay, so you want a 6-inch tuna with nothing on it, just the tuna?
Okay, hit pause.
Yeah,
Your Honor, I might have grabbed the wrong legal pad today coming into the courtroom. You know what? Let me just try one more. Dig around in here. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Right here. Wrote it on a napkin. So sorry. Wrote it on a napkin right here. It's at 11 hours and 9 minutes even. Right. So fast forward to that. And there it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A mega wine?
What's that?
Yeah, what was that?
Did you say I poured myself a mega wine? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was a large goblet of wine. Okay. I mean, that's... I wanted to be...
Are you the bad cop?
Did you work? Yeah. How are you? It's just, where's the other agent who got the sandwiches 9 hours ago?
We're really tired.
Okay, we can pause right there. We can pause right there, Your Honor. So that begs the question. This gentleman on the witness stand, what was he doing in there with a mega of wine? What were you doing in there with a mega of wine? I knew we'd get to that spot on the tape eventually.
It looks like to me he was just reenacting a moment from the Johnny Depp Heard trial.
You know what? I may have mixed my tapes up again, Your Honor. I apologize.
Jesus.
Well, I think it's a great idea for a scam, but I mean, what? All right, hypothetically, Greg. And you're not leaving the island, obviously. And yes, I came up with the cool font where it looks like it's handwritten. But just hypothetically with yours, Greg, what if somebody thought they were going to get in trouble and they never actually opened the letter and they take that letter directly to the FBI and then incriminate themselves in some kind of...
Well, why'd that ever happen, though?
I'm being stupid. So, okay, in your scenario, they think it's the FBI. They open it and they realize that there's a tire sale. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Okay. It's all about the envelope. It's all about the envelope.
I'm an idiot.
You're under arrest for not taking advantage of savings.
That's good. I don't know. I guess I have this weird imagination. You know, it just takes me to weird places.
At least we didn't get kicked off the island.
Hey, Greg, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Since we're just in our bunks waiting for tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
When you close your eyes, can you actually picture what a Megara would actually look like? Like a dream place?
It's my utopia. It's the place I've always wanted to go. Where the only thing the Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating is the price of tires, and nobody bothers you, and you can do whatever you want, and all the mail has stickers, and everyone has their own circus,
even dogs,
and in the circus of my dreams, of my dreams, it's just the dogs riding around on clowns. Doesn't that sound nice?
Hey, guys. Oh. Guys, open the window.
Holy shit.
He came back. Holy shit.
Craig, you came back.
Let me in.
I jumped off the boat. You're not supposed to be.
Let me in.
Okay, here. The window's fucking open.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What guys, are you doing?
You are drenched. You're getting water everywhere.
Swim to shore. I need a pair of clothes. One of you give me a pair of clothes.
A pair of clothes?
What is a pair of clothes?
The tops and bottoms.
All right.
I'm soaking wet.
So you were sent to an island where you were forced to brainstorm ideas for junk mail. And you weren't compensated in any way for this. You lived in cabins and bunks.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, feel free to confirm this at any point.
That's correct.
Well, that's not a federal crime.
Well, it felt like we were kidnapped.
Well, then, did you go willingly or were you forced to go to the... Okay, then you were not kidnapped if you went willingly.
But it wasn't great. The cabins were weird.
Full disclosure, I was kicked off the island and I I risked my life and swam back, but it really didn't feel fair. It felt federally
unfair. If they told you to go, then you're fine.
Mr. Agent, pardon me. I just see something fell off your desk. It looks like a handwritten letter from somebody. So I don't know. It's probably important. It's probably yours. Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is from the FBI.
Huh? You are the FBI, right?
That's weird. Why would the FBI write me a letter? But it's written in such nice cursive. It's clearly for me.
That looks official.
Yes, Agent Michaels, you got a letter you were saying?
Yes. I'm not sure if this was the right department to go to, but yeah.
Well, let's find out. What is your concern about this letter?
Well, I don't know why it was sent to my desk, or why it wasn't done over email, or somebody requested a one-on-one with me. But it's a very nice letter.
Editorial aside, what is the content of concern within the letter?
Well, this says that the federal.
First of all, it doesn't say. It reads, if you would, please.
Okay. Boy, we're getting that precise, are we?
It's the FBI. We try to keep things pretty precise, but.
Okay. It reads.
Thank you.
Listen up, people.
Wow, that does feel like it says.
It does. Well, yeah. that's why. That's why I use that phrase. Exactly. Mm. It says, listen up, people. The federal breast investigators need to check the size of your bra.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't know where to begin unpacking that, but let's start with the fact that you're concerned because of your possible involvement in what the letter is.
I don't know. It feels like I'm implicated in this.
It does to me as well. But you would know better than me as to whether there's any reason for you to be concerned.
Look, it's really good that you came to see us. We are the federal boob investigators official.
You know, boob investigators or breast investigators?
Breast. Well, we have different units here. But okay. Yes, officially. If you want to get official, breast.
Right, the left one and the right one, right?
That's correct. Now, please excuse this WeWork that we're renting, our actual headquarters, much like the Pentagon, is under
is very, very spare here.
Renovation. But there's coffee. Anyway, let's get back to your particular case. Now, did you know that 80 to 90% of bra wearers are wearing a bra that doesn't fit them properly?
Hey, Bobby, foosball tournament in five minutes.
Four, three. I'll see you in a sec.
Out there.
But with your help and this coupon, you can get a free fitting.
Look, I don't wear bras. I'm not sure why this has to take place on an island either, though. it wasn't easy to get here.
Sure. But you are here and you are eligible for a free fitting. Or you could also give that fitting to a friend or family member. But they have to make their way here to the island.
I didn't need all of these return address labels either. Like, I'm never going to use all of these.
Those are yours. You don't pay rent.
I don't need them.
we cannot take them back, sir.
I don't need all yours.
I don't need these
return address labels.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, this feels weird, to be honest. Like, as an agent for so many years, it feels like the tables have been turned and I'm on the other side now. And it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good, right? It doesn't feel good. But you know what does feel good? When your breasts are cupped the way they should be cupped.
Okay. All right. If you need me to buy a bra to just get you off my back, then I'll do it.
That sounds good. So what are we looking at here? Let's.
I think I'm a 28A. 20.
You know, guys, this has been a weird business idea, pardon me. getting Come people on. Out here on this island to buy a bra and they don't even. I feel weird. I feel weird.
That was the point. We were supposed to feel weird.
Yeah. And besides, look, how are we supposed to know what makes a good business? We're only this many.
It's business.
Fuck. Oh, sorry. Business.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I say we do Cheerios again for lunch.
Yeah.
And yeah. Some juice boxes for dinner. All in favor, say.
These dollar bills look almost perfect. You can totally use them. You can totally use them at the store. We're not going to get caught again. Come on, darling.
You say we can't get caught again?
What are the odds? We're pretty much off the grid now.
And pause it right there. Pause it. Did you hear it? I knew I'd find the confession. I knew I'd find it.
That is our show for today. Yeah.
Oh, well done, everyone. Let's start with Dr. James Heaney. Thank you so much for at least washing your head.
Thank you. That was an off recording comment that I made, I think.
Oh, right.
Maybe not. I only washed the top part of my head, but that was private info that you've now divulged.
Listen, it's our last chance to break some news, our second to last chance to break some news. But thank you so much for being here, James.
Yes, thanks for having me. And please, if you can get a chance and muster up the courage to watch some video game footage, go to YouTube and check out Gamefront. It's a heck of a lot of fun. You'll have some laughs, even if you're not a gamer.
Right on. Thank you for that. Mark Gagliardi, good sir.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is always so fun. Yeah, you guys are delightful. What a fun show. Find me. I'm at Mark Gags. We got this with Mark and Hal on the Maximum Fun Network and Blood and Treasure Season 2 on Paramount Plus.
It has dropped.
July 17th it drops.
Hello.
Yeah. July 17th right. On Disneyland's birthday.
Ah.
Wow. Right?
Even better.
Right? Boom.
And it drops on which network?
On Paramount Plus.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Got to have the
us
plus.
And us and the Trek shows.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on that. Look forward to seeing it. And thank you again for being here. Craig Kukowski.
So much fun. I don't remember what I did off mic or on mic, but but you can put it all out there for the people to partake of.
Yeah. We have little 3-minute versions of the show that we're going to release to all the Patreon subscribers. That was just the front part of the show before we actually start.
the most boring part. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually like, do we all have the right mics?
Yeah. The Zencaster's going.
Can you check your Zencaster mic? Yeah. Chris Alvarado, thank you.
Thank you. Shoot. I love doing this. I love you guys.
Fair enough.
We love you back.
You want to steer anyone towards.
You know what? You can go to at Chris Alvarado. That's my Instagram where I don't do a lot. Or, you know, if you want to see me for probably less than one full second on screen, but you still want to get a sense of me, check out Hacks. I'm on the last episode of the second season of Hacks.
I saw it.
Craig saw it. Did you recognize me?
Yep.
Okay. So I am recognizable
that was you.
In this one.
That yep. was you.
Second to last episode. So the whole second season of Hacks is already aired? And
it's already aired.
Viewable?
And viewable on HBO cool. Max.
Hot damn. Good news. I will look for you. And thank you.
Chris, you were great. You were great, I should say.
Hey, thanks. You know, I'm not on a full television show like Mark. I didn't like go to Rome and like, all over the world and stuff. I just went down to Century City and did like this little thing.
I want to go to Century City.
Chris, stay focused. You're not selling right now. Okay. You're not selling at all the show. Why we hired you. Why we want you to be in the Hacks universe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm in the Hacks universe. Thank you. Yes. I'm happy to be there.
Yes. Let's thank our producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia who cannot believe we're saying goodbye. They just don't know what they're going to do without us. Beep, 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 beep. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Thank you again, each and every one of you. We love you now more than ever. Please tell everyone you've ever met how much you enjoy this show and how you can't wait to see those last few episodes. Until next time.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.